was the 17-14 game, so nobody had a great day pitching for either side in that one last week. But still, Shiefer a little bit wild at times. We'll look to calm down here and get a solid start for the Fly Boys in this one. Looking to get the 500, or get over 500 for the first time this year. They've gotten the 500 now for the third time this season. So Kolopi will step in to lead things off. Here's the first pitch from Shiefer, and that one bounces in the dirt away for a ball 1-0. And first pitch at 7 o'clock on the dot. Glad to have you with us on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. And Nagasaver Shiefer is his first pitch. Hits the dirt. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Gets Kolopi the swing at that one. Kolopi last night went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. The silver sombrero. Looking to avoid that here. 1-1. That one's high. It's now 2-1. So 3 fastballs out of the gate from Ryan Shiefer. See what he comes at here to Kolopi. 2-1. That one swung and fouled off into the glove of the catcher, Ian Daugherty. Now deuces wild. Or not deuces wild, but 2-2 count on Kolopi. Here's a 2-2 pitch. That one's hit high in the air and foul, and it's out of play. So, a lot of fastballs early. That slider was just not cutting it against Kingsport last week for Shiefer. It's 2-2 pitch coming from Shiefer. That one right down Broadway. Strike 3 and breaking ball now, and there's one away early. So Ryan Shiefer gets the early strikeout. Start the ball game as Brandon Jones will step in now. Jones steps in. Shiefer well outside, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one is just high in 2-0. It just missed a little high from Shiefer. He's trying to use the breaking ball to his advantage. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Jones. That one's hit high into the air to center field. Running over and making the catch is Miles Smith, and there's two away. There's two away in the first. Defensive alignment for the Fly Boys at catcher is Ian Daugherty. First base, Bo Ankeny. Second base, Brock Daniel. Shortstop, Doug Gleed. Third base, David Bishop. Left to right in the outfield, Aiden Canaday. Center fielder is Miles Smith. And right field, Shamar Dalton. Pardon me. Here comes Avery Awusu-Aseadu, who only had 2 hits last night and probably would have had 4 if any of them would have gone just about a couple of feet more. That was in there for a strike, Shiefer, 0-1. Hit a ball literally probably 399 feet. And it was a fly out to Shamar Dalton. Swing and a miss. Now it's 0-2. So here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Shiefer. Shiefer's fastball is working early. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. That's 2 strikeouts from Shiefer. He is feeling it early. What control issues for sure. Shiefer gets a pair of strikeouts to start off the inning. Fly Boys will come in and look to do something they couldn't do last time they faced Jackson Holmes. Get a hit. They'll get ready to set here in the bottom of the first inning. We return here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Well, there's a guy that's probably in the nightmares of some of the Flyboys faithful and some of the players, because on Sunday, Jackson Holmes threw a 7-inning no-hitter against the Flyboys. Hit one batter and walked one. That was it. 8 strikeouts over those 7 innings. And he's had back-to-back quality starts. Against Bluefield, he went 6 2/3 of an inning, with 6 hits, 1 run. Walked 2 and struck out 3 in the win over the Bluefield Ridge Runners on June 21st. So Jackson Holmes has been very good this season on the mound for the River Riders. Has a 2-0 record, a 2.70 ERA. In 26 2/3 innings pitched, struck out 21 and walked just 8. So he has been very good, to say the least. As Miles Smith steps in to lead it off, the hero of last night's game, had that home run that won the ball game, that just hung over the right field wall. Paul Owusu-Aseya, that was going to try to rob him, he just missed this. It snuck over the outfield wall in right field for his third of the season. Now batting 400 on the year is the UC Irvine Anteater. First pitch from Holmes. This second called. And it's 0-1. Apologize, we have a scoreboard graphic up. It's not working for some reason, the video feed. Was working earlier, but of course technology doesn't want to work for you when something happens. That pitch gets in the corner for a strike, 0-2. So Holmes is still feeling it against the Flyboys. He's got 0-2 on the best hitter on the team for the Greenville Flyboys. Here's the 0-2 coming from Holmes. Breaking ball shot over towards second. That's going to be a tough play. First is wide, and running right into Smith is the first baseman. A collision there on the wide throw. That's an error for sure on the second baseman, Rocaforte. And Smith gets up after Orff just ran right into him trying to grab the ball. So a leadoff error allows Smith to reach on the wide throw. Smith looks okay. That would have been a tough play anyway. It would have been an infield single if the throw wasn't wide. And now there's a runner on with nobody out for Dove Gleed after Miles Smith looks to be okay. That was a hard collision over at first base. So Smith gets on the first base, reaching on the error. That one's hit foul by Gleed. Gleed last night went 0-3 without a run scored. His first home run of the season up at Princeton earlier this week. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to hit Gleed. So the first two batters have reached. Still no hits allowed by Holmes in a while against the Flyboys now. But there are runners at first and second with nobody out for Brock Daniels. Brock Daniels saw his hit streak in last night as he only reached on Andrew Walk, did not record a hit. Daniels will stand in. So runners at first and second with nobody out as Daniels will step out. Daniels and Holmes played with each other growing up, both from St. Louis, Missouri area. Daniels will look to get a hit here. Didn't face Holmes on Sunday. First pitch swung off and fouled by Daniels. It's 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming. That's a breaking ball inside low, 1-1. It's a 1-1 count now coming from Holmes to Daniels. After runners reached on an error and a hit by pitch. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one's hit to the outfield and a hang in the air. Wusu Acedo is going to track it down, make the out. Tagging up is Smith, and so it's successful. But the Flyboys still don't have a hit. And now 7 1/3 of an inning against Jackson Holmes, but they have runners on the corners with just one out for David Bishop. Bishop last night went 1-for-4 with a strikeout in last night's contest. Looking to kind of get on back on track a little bit. His average now under 300. He has runners on first and third. Throw back to first, trying to get Daniels. Daniels just sneaks back in there. Or, pardon me, that's Dub Glee just sneaks back in there. That was a very close play. So runners at the corners. We have one out for Bishop. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is in there for a strike, 0-1. It's best chance for Flyboys to score already. He runs on the corners despite not having a single hit tonight. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball is fouled off and will bounce back in. And it's now 0-2 to Bishop. O-2 the Bishop, one out. Holmes, if he can get a strikeout here, has a great chance to get out of this inning unscathed. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Holmes. That one is just high. And now it's 1-2. 1-2 of one out. Runners at the corners for David Bishop. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a missed strike three. And Holmes with the slider gets Bishop to swing at that one. And now two away for Ian Daugherty. Defensive line up for the River Riders. Connor Price is at catcher. Bruno North at first base. Second base, Austin Rocaforte. Shortstop is Peyton Basler. Third base, Brody Green. Left to right in the outfield. Left field is Brendan Jones. Center field is Warren Colopi. Right field, Avery Owusu-Aseadu. Defensive line for Elizabethan. Runners at the corners, two outs for Daugherty. Holmes trying to get out of the inning. First pitch, hit to the outfield, gonna hang in the air, gonna keep on going, and that one is over the wall! That's a three-run home run! Holmes finally gets up ahead to the Flyboys, and it's a three-run bomb by Ian Daugherty, his fourth of the season. Holmes left one hanging, and Daugherty made him pay off the scoreboard. My boys. So a three-run homer for Ian Daugherty. Makes it a 3-0 game. And now, ripping that one, Shamar Dalton. Now back-to-back hits by the Flyboys. We have a two-out single. The bat of Dalton, and that's now two hits in a row. So after not recording a single hit, let's throw back the first check on Dalton. He's in there safely. So after not recording a single hit on Sunday, I always get two hits off of Holmes today. That one's outside to Ankeny. 1-0. That one's never a strike. 1-1. Thinking he steps back in. There's the 1-1 pitch from Holmes. That one's high. Now 2-1. Dalton Everett, first of the two-out single. Ankeny up to bat. Just pitch. 2-0. See, no check swing call. No appeal to the field. And it's now 3-1. Daugherty, 4 home runs now on the season. It's a 3-1 pitch. That one's out. Oh, no. Very late call. Ankeny already from the bat and was walking to first. That's a very late call from the umpire. And on plate. And now Ankeny has to walk back. So 3-2 count with two outs. So Ankeny will step back in. Payoff pitch coming with two outs. Dalton over at first base. Here's the payoff pitch from Jackson Holmes. That one just misses low. Looked like a similar spot in the last one, but it's called a ball this time. And now Aiden Canaday comes up with two away. Canaday will step in. And runners at first and second with two outs. And with how this flyboy offense has worked, the Rise need to hunker down and hold them off the scoreboard. Here's the first pitch to Canada. That one's hit over toward third. Bob up third baseman. Throw to second is in time. Just beating out Bo Ankeny at second base. And that ends the inning. That was a close play. But if Ankeny would have tried to slide, he probably would have gotten in there safely. But instead, he tried to just step on the bag and could not. But the 3-run bomb by Ian Daugherty starts the fireworks early on Independence Day weekend. Flyboys are up 3-0 here. So we move to the second inning here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
3-0 lead for the Flyboys at the home run by Ian Daugherty. In the top of the first inning, let's do the Nice Swanger Performance Arts Center uniform report. Flyboys in their home navy hats with the Flyboys logo on the front. Cream color uniforms with red and blue Flyboys across the chest. Red and blue trim on the numbers. Elizabethan navy hats with the E with the hook on the front. The royal blue jerseys with E-Town in gold across the front. It's first pitch in the dirt to Brennan Orff. Yellow and light blue trim, and the light blue trim around the sleeves. The 1-0 pitch now. That one's in there for a strike 1-1. So Ryan Schiefer has looked well to start a 1-2-3 inning to start the ball game and got a pair of strikeouts. The 1-1 door. That one's fouled off to the netting, and now quickly 1-2 here in the top of the second inning. Pixelot Sports working on that scoreboard graphic. So, hey, that's just technology for you. You finally get something great, and it doesn't want to work for you. We apologize. That one is low, and Schiefer thought that was strike three, but must have just missed. Going home plate umpire today has had some delayed calls, so kind of have to hold your breath a little bit and see. The call is. Has been consistent, though. That's all you can ask for. 2-2 pitch. That one's hit over to Daniels. Daniels picks it up for the first, fires, and there's out number one. Here goes Brody Green. This is just his eighth appearance. He's batting .238 on the season, however. Is the third baseman out of TCU, so teammates with David Bishop. Both third baseman tonight. Play that. Texas Christian University. His first pitch to Green. Breaking ball is high, one and up. Three nothing lead for the Flyboys after three-run home run by Ian Daugherty back in the top of the first. This is a 1-0 in the dirt from Schiefer, now 2-0. Schiefer's fastball has been working well. His breaking ball he's kind of used as an emergency pitch today instead of relying on it like he did against Kingsport. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. That time he throws that fastball by him. It's now 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch coming from Schiefer to Brody Green. 2-1 pitch. Now it's fouled off now. 2-2. Schiefer strike away from getting his third strikeout of the ball game, and now Jermaine Curry is going to call a shift on as the outfield is going to move to the right a little bit. Shade to the right. Dalton's going to move from dead center field over to close toward right center. Here's a 2-2 pitch. That one runs inside, and now the count runs full. Green Rush, they've had four straight retired to start the ball game. Payoff pitch with one away. Swing and a miss, strike three. Third strikeout of the contest by Ryan Schiefer. They're two away now here in the bottom of the second inning with Connor Price up the bat. Price hasn't played a whole lot of games. There's been some catcher issues of injuries to Pepe Soto. Caden Phillips has been there at times. Reagan Guffer we've saw a lot. And now Connor Price gets the chance out of Long Island. That one, it's sitting there for a strike. 0-1. Price teammates with Shane Tucker at Long Island University. So a lot of cross-pollination in this series. The other one, that one just misses low. And it's 1-1. Schiefer's been efficient so far in this one. Looking to set down a sixth straight batter. A 1-1 pitch with two outs. That one's in the dirt as well. Now 2-1. That was just low. Just low a little bit. Schiefer thought that was a strike. He tried to throw a pitch like that. It was also called a ball, so consistency. 2-1. That one down there. Finds the bottom of the strike zone. Now deuces wild for Connor Price. This catcher steps in. We'll get set. 2-2 pitch coming with two outs from Schiefer. That one's high. Finds the corner of the strike zone. Strike three. And that is the inning. Ryan Schiefer now has four strikeouts today and has not allowed a single River Rider to reach base. He is feeling great right now for the Flyboys. So Flyboys up 3-0. Can they extend their lead? Let's find out when we return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh,
Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Three nothing lead for the Fly Boys here in the bottom of the second inning. Let's check around the rest of the Appy League. Kingsport in a grand slam against Johnson City to take a 4-0 lead over the Doughboys. And in the top of the second inning, Pulaski and Burlington are scoreless. Burlington threw a no-hitter against Pulaski last night to win that one. A combined three-pitcher no-hitter in that one. Bluefield is up 1-0 on Princeton, top of the first inning. And Danville's on top of Bristol, 3-0 in the bottom of the first. As Jordan Hamburg steps in to lead off the bottom of the second inning. It's a 3-0 lead. This is Hamburg's second at-bat of the season. That was in dirt 1-0. He had to come in for Saborn Campbell on Sunday after an injury to Campbell's hand. Hopefully he's okay. So it's just his second at-bat of the year for Hamburg. Hamburg skies that one straight into the air. Will hang up there, and Rocaforte will make the catch. And there's one away. And already there's the top of the order back up, Miles Smith. Smith reached on an error by Rocaforte to start the Ian Daugherty. So top of the order already back up for the Fly Boys is 3-0 lead for Greenville. That one's outside for ball 1-0. Well, that's now seven straight ball games that Miles Smith has scored a run in. He had a home run last night and then scored off a homer tonight. Miles Smith off of the foot of Holmes, and they'll go flying to the outfield. That's a one-out single. Holmes ball out going around, and that's a single for Holmes as that one ricochets off the leg of Holmes, and Holmes is going to get looked at by the trainer as it went flying to the outfield. And Kobe Eckert out to check on Holmes. That's the third hit he's given up today. Now Smith will be on first base as Doug Gleed steps in for the second time today. So they check on Holmes, make sure he's okay, and Holmes looks to be fine, and will stay in the ballgame. So Gub Gleed reached on a hit-by-pitch and then came around to score off the homer. So Holmes had a tough start in this one, and now Smith back on base again, standing at first base after the single off of Holmes' leg. So one on, one out. Doug Gleed is up to bat. Here's the pitch. Outside, 1-0. Wind is blowing a little bit at Pioneer Park. Had some rain drop by. Actually, a rainbow out in left field, so it has rained somewhere in Greene County, but not here in Tusculum. And Doug Gleed's going to get hit by a pitch for the second time tonight. So the second time tonight, Doug Gleed's been hit by a pitch. And he's going to reach base safely, and wonder how long Holmes is going to stay out there. No action in the bullpen for River Riders, but deja vu all over again as now Daniels will reach up with Smith and Gleed on base. However, this time there is one away, so trying to get out of this inning before any damage can from the Fly Boys. Flew up to right last time up to Daniels, but moved Smith up to third base. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Now some bodies up. Stretching in the River Rider bullpen. Not really doing a whole lot. That's Baker Cox out there standing up and stretching a little bit. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Smith's going to take off. Double steal effect. Throw in the third in plenty of time, and Smith's gunned out. Good throw by the catcher, Connor Price. Double steal in effect. Gleed does get the second, but a throw by Price, and Smith is out. Now two away. Now the sacrifice taken away. That would have scored Smith if he would have reached safely. It's the 1-1 pitch coming from Jackson Holmes, trying to get out of the inning unscathed. Here's the 1-1. Now they're going to step off and check on Gleed over at second. Gleed will walk back over there. Smith gunned out, trying to steal third base. As giving the River Riders a chance to get out of this inning. 1-1. That one finds going to the strike zone, and it's 1-2. So some delayed strike calls here. Or play ump, so we apologize for waiting so long. Behind the plate is Andrew Thomas. Caleb Kador is in the field. Here's the 1-2 with two outs coming from Holmes to Daniels. That one gets between the wickets of the catcher. Pass the ball. Moving up 90 feet is Dove Gleed. And now Dove Gleed's in scoring position 90 feet away. Now a 2-2 pitch for two outs to Proc Daniels. That out becomes huge, too, because of a sacrifice. Well, if they don't get the out, Miles Smith's coming home to score, actually. And then Doug leads at third base with just one out. Fouls that one off just to stay alive. And Price holding his hand a little bit. I don't know if it deflected off of him a little bit or he's trying to stretch it a bit. And hopefully he's okay. Again, the injuries at catcher for the River Riders and some pitcher injuries as well. Kind of nagged this team for the past couple of games. 2-2 pitch to Brock Daniels, two outs. Doug Gleed at third. Here's the pitch. That one's hit, and Daniels is going to break his bat as the shard of the bat went further than the ball. So Brock Daniels is going to have to get a new bat, and Bishop's just going to give him his bat as that bat just exploded into a couple of pieces. Didn't swing it like Miles Smith did at Johnson City a couple of weeks ago, in which the end of the bat almost went into the crowd, but just the edge of the bat went flying off. Daniels will step in, stays alive after fouling that one off. So 2-2 pitch now, two outs. Doug Leeds sits 90 feet away from making a 4-0 ball game. 2-2 pitch. Well outside, and the count runs full. So now a chance for Rock Daniels to draw a two-out walk here as Bishop's on deck. Here's the payoff pitch. Well outside, and that's a two-out walk, and Rock Daniels will be standing on first base. And runs at the corners for David Bishop. Bishop, unfortunately, struck out his last time up. Mitchell will step in. The Elizabethan defense will shift back a little bit. So anything to the outfield is going to score Gleed, and with the speed of Brock Daniels, could score two. Here comes the first pitch to Bishop. Breaking ball low, and now it's 1-0, and Huck's doing some more stretches. Our A pitcher, I don't believe it's Baker Cox anymore, an A pitcher now doing some more stretches in the bullpen. So wonder how long Holmes will go tonight. Love to get at least go four innings. Can't, 1-0. That one hits Bishop right in the back of the noggin. And that's the third batter hit tonight by Holmes. The second of the inning. And now the bases are loaded with two outs for Ian Daugherty, who hit a three-run bomb his last time up. And John Chalupa is going to go talk to Jackson Holmes. So Holmes' stat line tonight, 1 2/3 innings. He's going to have three hits. And, of course, the three-run bomb by Daugherty, who's getting ready to step in. Walked two, struck out one, and has hit three batters to this inning. And the bases are low with two outs for Ian Daugherty. So that's the situation right now for Elizabethton. Looking at the bullpen, no action right now for Elizabethton. They're just kind of hanging around. So hoping to get one out. And again, the getting Miles Smith at third base is huge because without foul, a pass ball, he would have scored to make it a 4-0 ball game, but instead just 3-0. But now the base is loaded. Things are getting kind of dicey for the River Riders here. If Daugherty hits anything to the outfield, that could clear the bases. He already has, again, the 3-run home run tonight off the bottom of the scoreboard. Daugherty will step in with 2 outs and the bases loaded here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt, 1-0. Walk will bring in a run for the Fly Boys. Make it a 4-0 ball game as Dolly steps back in. The 1-0 pitch coming from Jackson Holmes. Tom's going to get called after Holmes takes a while to get set. As Dolly will step back in. Bases loaded, 2 outs, 1-0 count. Coming to Dolly, a 3-0 game. Dolly had a 3-1 blast his last time up. Here's the 1-0. That one's in the dirt, and just keeping it in front of him is the catcher, Connor Price. Now it's 2-0. Daugherty will step back in. He's going to be patient here for sure. Try to get a walk to bring in a run, but of course he'd love a grand slam. A 2-0. In the dirt again, now 3-0, and another ball would bring in a run. 3-0 pitch coming from Holmes to Daugherty. Pitch. That one's right down the middle for a strike, 3-1. Good take by Daugherty there. Make Holmes throw to him. He's still in the driver's seat at 3-1. Holmes looking to come up big for the River Riders, keep it a 3-run ball game. Bottom of the second inning, a 3-1 pitch with 2 outs. That one finds the bottom of the strike zone, just finds it. And now the count runs full with 2 outs. Payoff pitch to Ian Daugherty. Base is loaded, 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Daugherty steps in, Holmes will get the sign from his catcher, Price. Now he's set. Gets ready and fires. Daugherty reaches for that one. That one probably would have been ball four. That one was low and kind of in the dirt. Daugherty reaches and it goes down the first base line. And it was about a foot away from being fair. Going down the line. But instead, it goes off the first base and everybody will reset. So payoff pitch number 2 from Jackson Holmes. Daugherty's in. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Here's a payoff pitch. That one's hit to the outfield, hangs in the air. Wusu Asedu can't track it down as it goes foul. Everybody reset. Just kept drifting and drifting away in the foul territory. And looking like musical chairs out there of all the Fly Boys running back to their bases. The bases are loaded again for Ian Daugherty. 3-2 count, 2 away. Had a 3-run homer his last time up. So it's a 3-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Bases loaded, 3-2 count. Payoff pitch number 3 of the at-bat, 2 outs. Holmes gets the sign and gets set, fires. That one's at sky high. It will be caught as it eventually comes down. So Daugherty can't bring home any runs as the Holmes gets out of the jam. With the bases loaded as the throw by Price, the difference there. The Fly Boys can't score with the bases loaded. We head to the third inning. It's a 3-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Can Ryan Schiefer have another great inning when we return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network?
not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Three heavy lead for the Flyboys here. Heading to the top of the third inning as Jackson Holmes gets out of the jam. Bases loaded with two outs. And you can thank Connor Price for gunning out Miles Smith earlier in that inning as that made it two outs and put the pressure on the Flyboys batters. There's Austin Rocaforte. He's played some good defense. But also had the error tonight. And this Rocaforte faces Ryan Schieffer, has four strikeouts tonight in two innings. That one is just low from Schieffer, and it's 1-0. Rocaforte batting just 1-4 on the season, has been phenomenal. That one's in dirt away now, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch from Schieffer is in dirt 3-0. This is the first time we've seen some control issues from Schieffer tonight. That was the question mark coming in. How is control be? And it was on for the first two innings, but right now I got a 3-0 count on Rocaforte. Here's the 3-0. That one's high, a four-pitch walk to start the inning. That's the first base runner to reach for the River Riders. First walk of the day for Schieffer. As it starts off, the top of the third inning. Here goes Peyton Basler, and Basler this season, batting .254 on the year, has been a great defensive player. A lot of potential for Basler, you have to think, with a shortstop out of Charleston Southern. Just for Schieffer, that one's low, and now that's five straight balls from Schieffer after Schieffer really had found his control and locked in, it seems like. Now there's a meeting of the minds between Doherty Bishop and Schieffer at first. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, Kingsport holds a 4-1 lead over Johnson City. Bluefield is still up 1-0 on Princeton in the bottom of the first. Danville up 3-0 on Bristol in the top of the third. And still no score between Pulaski and Burlington. So Burlington, after no hitting the Rip Curls last night, haven't scored a run yet. Still haven't allowed any runs, though, in that ballgame. 3-0 lead for the Flyboys here, but Schieffer with the leadoff walk start the third inning. That was a dirt. That's six straight balls from by Schieffer. So Schieffer, who was all over the place in his last two starts, now kind of wild here in the top of the third inning, 2-0. That one's high again. That's seven straight balls in danger of walking back-to-back batters on eight total pitches. Schieffer gets set on the mound. 3-0 count to Basler. That one gets in there for a strike, and that's the first strike of the inning thrown by Schieffer. Took him seven pitches to get there, but he gets it. Now the count's 3-1. 3-1 pitch coming to Basler. Rocaforte on second. That one is high for a ball four. That's back-to-back walks issued by Schieffer. And you got to wonder how long Schieffer can calm down as Isaac Williams steps in. Williams is in the nine hole, and it's very surprising because he is batting .328 on the season. and has 9 RBI. He has been phenomenal this year. Last night, went 2-for-4 of a run score in RBI. Here's the pitch, and that one finds going to the strike zone. And strike one. With runners at first and second, nobody out for the River Riders, looking to get their first runs of the ballgame. Can Schiefer find his control again and get out? An early jam, the 0-1. That one's hit and fouled off toward the stands. Actually, we're going to get slightly out of play. And 0-2. Solid crowd here on Friday Night Lights. Some fans wearing their favorite jerseys. Got a Pokey Reese jersey out here. Kyle Lowry Raptors jersey by ticket taker Jamila. It's top jersey here right now. It's the old school Raptor style as well. The 0-2. That one's high, 1-2. Allen Iverson jersey has been spotted. Fernando Tatis Jr. Of course, some Greenville High School jerseys being in the area. And a couple of Tennessee Vols and Tennessee Titans jerseys out here tonight. 1-2 now coming to Isaac Williams. That one's hit on a line toward right field. Backing up is Dalton. He'll go over his head. That's one run. He's going to round third. Rocaforte is going to come in to score. That's an RBI double for Isaac Williams and the walks. Schiefer on the behind there as he gives up the RBI double to Isaac Williams. Rocaforte scores. And Basler moves all the way up to third base, and there's nobody out at the top of the order. And Morgan Calopi in that Greenville bullpen is going to start rolling. First hit of the ball game for the River Riders. No hitters, unfortunately, for either side in this meeting, but Calopi now gets in. He struck out his last time up and has runners at second and third with nobody out, and that one's high for a ball, 1-0. Anything to the outfield is going to tie it up, you got to think, with Williams over at second base. That would tie it up at 3 runs apiece. The 1-0. That one's fouled off. Michael Opie, 1-1. Infield's playing pretty far back on Calopi. Calopi does have some power to him. And that ball just got out of the head of Shamar Dalton. Just kept going. 1-1. Breaking ball is high now. 2-1. So Schiefer's lost some of his control, and Brendan Jones is on deck. He flew out the center his last time up. Then it's Avery Owusu-Aseyedu. So not a great spot to be in for the Fly Boys with nobody out. 2-1. That one runs inside. Now 3-1. So Schiefer is some of that control he had early. It's a 3-1 count to Calopi. Nobody out still with runners at second and third in a 3-1 ball game. In the top of the third inning. That one's high, almost clips Calopi. That's the third walk of the inning for Ryan Schiefer. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for Brennan Jones. So the wheels kind of coming off a little bit for Schiefer and the Fly Boys here. They couldn't score any runs with the bases loaded. Granted, they had 2 outs, but still couldn't get anything across. And now the River Riders have nobody out. And we'll look to try to get at least one home and possibly more. You still have 2 sacrifices to play with if you want to. That could tie it up. 2 sac flies back-to-back would tie this ballgame up. First pitch to Jones. Schiefer has lost some of his control here. 3 walks this inning for Schiefer. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Jones. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase that one low, and it's 1-1. Actually, I'm going to say it's foul tipped, so just got a piece of that to Jones. So he'll reset. The 1-1 pitch coming from Schiefer to Jones. I was outside 2-1, and it looked like a pitch out to kind of check on Basler over at third, and Basler slides back in for Daugherty to make the throw. 2-1 pitch coming from Ryan Schiefer. Bases loaded, nobody out. River Eyes have already scored one run this inning. Down 3-1, 2-1. Allen's hit high and fouled off, and now 2-2 to Jones. A strike would get one out, and then a double play possibility to end the inning. Now we need a triple play to end the inning, and haven't seen one of those yet this year in the Appy League. Here's 2-2 to Brennan Jones. Bases loaded, nobody out. Schiefer gets set. He's going to get the call. He's going to take a long hold, and now he'll deliver. 2-2 pitch. Outside, count runs full. So a walk here. Scores a run, makes it a one-run ball game. As the bullpen starting to get active, the Flyboys, I believe Brian Yetter will be the next pitcher up for Greenville. Here's the payoff pitch to Jones. That one's way inside. That's going to score a run. So nobody out still. Bases still loaded. Four walks this inning for Ryan Schiefer. And Andrew Morones, pardon me, is up in the bullpen now too. So got to see how long Schiefer's going to stay in. And Andy Collins is going to go out and talk to his pitcher. And Brian Yetter is going to quickly sprint off to the bullpen as well. So Yetter and Morones already getting set. As first two innings, Schiefer was on a roll. He had a pair of strikeouts. Hadn't allowed a hit. And then this inning, a walk, double RBI to score for the River Riders, and it's a 3-2 ball game. And, of course, you have Avery Owusu-Aseadu up on deck. He's up to bat here. And even more bodies are springing down. Finn Wall's running down there. Cameron Laliberte is going down there. Believe that is also Jack Liberio Jr. going down there. So a whole armada of Flyboys are going down there. And Schiefer, fantastic first two innings, and wheels have fallen off with four walks and allowing the RBI double to Williams. And here comes Avery Owusu-Aseadu. This is not the guy you want up the face if you're the Flyboys. Did strike him out last time, though. First pitch, hit to the outfield, going to hang in the air, going to get down. One run is in. Another run is in. Rounding third base is Jones, and that is going to be a bases-clearing 3-RBI double for Avery Owusu-Aseadu, and the River Riders lead it 5-3. Avery Owusu-Aseadu has been the thorn in the side for the Flyboys all season long, it feels like, and makes Schiefer pay again, and it's now a 5-3 lead after one swing of the bat, and Schiefer is going to have to stay in there as the bullpen gets going. And just when he thought Schiefer had probably figured it out, all comes down on him. 5-3 lead now for the River Riders. Still nobody out for Brennan North and a runner in scoring position. That one's shot foul to the dugout of the Flyboys. Hey, a nice catch by Shane Tucker. Five-three lead for top of the third. That one's high again, and it's 1-1. Five-three lead. There's a pitch. That one's outside again. It's 2-1. Schiefer all over the place. Allowed five runs in this inning. Walk, walk, double, walk, walk. 3-RBI double. Schiefer now down 5-3. That one almost clips or thought it did for a second, but he backs him off the bases and Schiefer in danger of entering his fifth walk of the inning. Has not gotten a single out this inning as Schiefer. So River Riders have exploded for five runs here. A 3-1 pitch to Orff outside. That's the fifth walk of the inning. Scheifer cannot find the strike zone to save his life right now. And when he does, it's unfortunately been hit for a pair of doubles. Runners at first and second. We have nobody out for Brody Green. That's going to be it for Scheifer. And mercifully, Scheifer's day is going to be over. Scheifer's going to go just two innings. He's going to have two hits, five runs. He's still on the hook for the two runners on first and second. Walks five in one inning and strikes out four. Looks like that's Brian Yetter coming in. We'll let you know for sure who the new pitcher is. A Scheifer exits. 5-3 lead for the River Riders, and they still have nobody out. Runners at first and second here in the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of and providing signature service since 1884, the boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
New pitcher for the Fly Boys is Brian Yetter. He'll come in to relieve Scheifer, and he's in a hole. Runners at first and second with nobody out. After Scheifer just implodes on himself, it seems like. As Yetter gets set, pitcher out of Maris, 13 innings pitch. He's struck out 16, walked 5. That's just a 1-3 record, but he's been kind of on the losing end of some tough games this season. So Yetter will take over Ryan Scheifer. Scheifer that inning. Walk, walk, double. Walk, walk, double, walk. And still nobody out for the River Riders. Still on hold for these runs as Scheifer, as the runs at first and second are his responsibility. Brody Green steps in. He struck out his last time up, and unless there's a double play, the River Riders will bat around this inning. We'll see what happens here as Green steps in. Time's going to get called, and they're going to call a balk on Yetter to start off his outing, and already the wheels have fallen off for the Fly Boys pitching. Yetter hasn't even thrown a pitch, and he has a balk. And that moves the runners up. So now take away the double play as Yetter gets set here. So wheels falling off right now for the Fly Boys, down 5-3. Here comes Brody Green, and the entire infield is going to shift in. First pitch from Yetter's in that first strike, 0-1. So Yetter throws a strike. That one. 0-1 pitch coming to Brody Green. Oh, one down the dirt, 1-1. One pitch to Brody Green. Nobody out still in the balk before Gator throws his first pitch of the ball game as that people has players in scoring position. That one's hit towards short to Dove Gleed. Throw the first is in time, but the ground out successful from Green as that scores another run. Now 6-3 lead for the River Riders. Here comes Connor Price. Again, another run. That's going to go on the back of Schieffer. He's still responsible for Orff over at third base. As Price will step in. Chance to extend the lead and make it a 7-run inning. Pitch from Yetter. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 0-1. From Yetter to Price, down 6-3. 6-3 lead for Elizabethan here in the top of the third. They scored 6 runs this inning. That one, they'll see if they'll say no. That Price did not go around. Laid a field by Daugherty on 1-1. It's 1-1. Rocaforte's on deck. He started this thing off by drawing a walk, and then came around with a score on the RBI double by Williams. 1-1, swing and a miss. Strike 2 from Brian Yetter, 1-2. It's a 3-0 lead for the fly ball, isn't it? Schieffer walks 5 batters and gives up a pair of hits, and now Yetter's in to try to do some damage control. Here's the 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Daugherty, now 2-2. It's still a long game, however. Only the top of the third inning. Flyboys have made comebacks. Heck, they were down 4-1 last night. Down by 3 runs last night. Came back 1-6-4, so plenty of time. But kind of hard after you get a big lead to see it just evaporate like that. 2-2 pitch. That one's hit toward Gleed. Gleed off his glove. Picks it up for the first. Is in time. And that holds the runner at third base, and there's two away, and Austin Rocaforte is back up for the second time this inning. Ball came around the score. Rocaforte comes in. Drew a walk, came around the score his last time up. So now a 6-3 ball game. He gets a hit here. Make a 7-3 lead now and 7 runs in this one inning as that one's in there for a strike. Yetter throwing strikes here. What Schieffer started doing, and just Schieffer just lost his control a bit. It's now 0-1 to Rocaforte. That one's hit skyward into the air. Holds up in center field. Ring over Smith makes the catch, and mercifully the inning ends. But the River Riders drop 6 runs on the fly, boys. Now have doubled them up, 6-3. We head to the bottom of third inning, and the fly boys get those runs back when we turn to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Elizabethan now up 6-3 here in the bottom of the third inning, and fans, Flyboys are at home today, tomorrow, and on Independence Day on Monday. So why don't you get yourself, when you come to the ballpark, a nice juice? Because Elm Elm is the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. 6-3 lead, just like that. As Shamar Dalton steps in, he had a two-out single his last time up, but was stuck at second base in the first inning. Dalton, first pitch he sees, and therefore strike 0-1. Holmes now has a cushion after giving up the three-run bomb. Got out of the bases loaded jam as pitching the dirt, 1-1. It's looking like Holmes had kind of lost his control a bit, and then all of a sudden, Ryan Schieffer loses his control for a little bit, and now that's why it's a 6-3 ball game. 1-1, that one's up the edge of the bat, going to hang in the air up the left field, and just running in time is Brandon Jones, make a catch, one away. Here goes Bo Ankeny up the bat. He drew a walk his last time up, but was out on a fielder's choice, a close play, to end the first inning. And Ankeny probably could have slid and gotten into the base path, but did not. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 0-1. Well, this is the Holmes, the Jackson Holmes we saw on Sunday. Efficient, making batters chase, getting the outs he needed. It's the 0-1. That one's chopped over to Basler. Basler picks it up. Throw the first is in time, and there's quickly two away. This is more of what we thought we would see from Holmes this outing, as he has been very good for Elizabethan this year in his last two outings, a no-hitter. After a rocky first inning, Holmes has done very well after getting that guy out of the jam. With the bases loaded, and then has two outs here to face Aiden Kennedy, as Kennedy was out on a fielder's choice his last time up. First pitch swinging as Kennedy, and it's 0-1. So Jackson Holmes has found his rhythm, and we thought Schieffer had found his early, but kind of just fell apart in the third inning. Here's the 0-1. Now one's foul off to the glove, and now quickly 0-2, and Holmes can have a quick third inning. Kennedy's down 0-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt blocked by Price. Now it's 1-2. Sun's starting to set here at Pioneer Park just past 8:09 p.m. Had some rain move through. Of course, we had a rainbow out in left field. So it rained somewhere in Greene County, probably north toward Mosheim and those little areas. There's a great crowd behind us, but hopefully the rain will hold off. That one's a ripped foul toward the Elizabethan dugout and almost gets Zach Freeman, but he ducks out of the way at the last minute. So 1-2 pitch coming. To Kennedy with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. A 6-3 lead for Elizabethan. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Holmes, 1-2-3 inning. He has found his groove once again and shuts down the Flyboys. So we play a third of this ball game. A lot of offense early for both of these teams, but a 6-run top of the third has been the difference so far. 6-3 lead for Elizabethan. We head to the fourth inning here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted advising in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Swartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud.
In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In an 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Six free lead for Elizabethton. They score six in the top of the third inning. Brian Yetter out from the bullpen now. He was out from the last inning and allowed the run off the ground out, but that run's charged to Shifer, who finishes going two innings, going to just two hits, six runs, walking five batters all in one inning, and striking out four. Yetter also has a balk, too, so Yetter has not been clean as well, as it's just been a struggle. After a great start, as Peyton Basler steps in, Basler drew a walk, came around to score his last time up in the third inning. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1 to Basler. No one hit up the middle. That one's going to get down in front of Miles Smith. That's a leadoff single for Peyton Basler. And Isaac Williams coming up after an RBI double his last time up. We'll step in now for the River. That's the third hit of the ball game for the River Riders, but despite that, they've scored six runs. Here's the pitch to Isaac Williams. That one's in there for a strike. 0-1. Williams in the nine hole and been very good this season for as Williams. Now is it foul on a line and gets out of play 0-2. Williams. That was his 10th RBI of the season. He has been phenomenal so far. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming to Isaac Williams. Throw back to first. Check on Basler. He's back in there safely. Again, the wheels just kind of fell off in that third inning. And now on to the bullpen. Fly boys. They've been phenomenal, though. Jordan Hamburg just had one bad inning against Princeton. That's how Whispley's got the lead. But last night, Graham Bridie. That one misses low from Yetter, 1-2. Graham Bridie, Roan Tarbert, and Carson Jones were phenomenal for about the first night in time. Were phenomenal out of the bullpen to shut down the River Riders offense. Same thing for Andrew Morose and Shane Tucker earlier in the week against Princeton. Now it's on the shoulders of Yetter here. And this flyboy offense. 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt. Daugherty blocks it. Basler thought about going off, but decides not to. It's 2-2. 6-3 lead for Elizabethton here in the top of the fourth inning. They're scoring six runs in the top of the third. They got a leadoff pitch from Yetter to Williams. Fires, breaking balls high now, 3-2. So they're in danger of walking his first batter. And the bullpen has been solid the last three games is having the shoulder of this one again. Here's the payoff pitch to Isaac Williams. Basler's going to take off. That one's hit to the outfield, hanging in the air. Going to be a tough play for Smith. He makes the catch on the run. The throw back to first is on a hop, but is wide and can't complete the double play. That was close to being a phenomenal double play turned by Miles Smith. And Smith had to make a catch on the run to get the out of Williams and gunned it over toward first, and Ankeny, the throw took Ankeny off the bag. So Basler will stay on first as top of the order back up for the third time already. And Morgan Calopi steps in, struck out, and guess what? He drew a walk his last time up. Came around the score off the bases clearing RBI, three RBI double by Wusu Aseidu. For the first check on Basler, he's in there unscathed. Here's the pitch from Yetter. Breaking ball in there. Good pitch. And there's strike one. 0-1 to Morgan Calopi. Last night. We're back to first. Basler's just in there. Pardon me. It was not Carson Jones last night. It was Caleb Jones. That's my mistake. Bullpen has been very good last night. If Caleb Jones, Carson Jacobs right next to it in the lineup, so I apologize for the mix up there. So he came in and got the save to Jones. That one's hit off the end of the bat, high into the air. Shamar Dalton's going to run over and will make the catch, throw away. And now, here comes Brendan Jones stepping in with two outs. Jones, hey, guess what? He drew a walk his last time up and came around the score. It's Jones has 0-1 tonight. Actually, the walk brought in a run. That one's in there to Brendan Jones with a strike 0-1. Yeah, Caleb Jones last night only needed two pitches to get the save. The Flyboys came back to win 6-4. But now, down 6-3. There's the 0-1. Basler took off for a half step, and Basler stopped and had to run back. So, 1-1 pitch now. It's getting set. One to Jones. That's fouled off, and it's now 1-2. It's Caleb Jones last night again. Just needed two pitches to get out of the inning. So Caleb Jones did well out of the bullpen. Close out the ball game. You know, a stellar performance tonight. If probably from Andrew Morones, he's scheduled to pitch tonight. But Caleb Jones could do again for sure. Now it's fouled off, and it's 1-2. Caleb Jones out of done a great job this year. Caleb Jones, part of that great bullpen this week for the Flyboys. Brian Yetter now looking to. Here's the 1-2. That one's low. Looked like a pitch out. And it's now deuces wild. Basler will look to steal a base here. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Brian Yetter. In the dirt now, 3-2. Yetter trying to find the strike zone again. So, pitcher's been struggling a little bit. Basler's going to take off on this pitch. There's two outs, 3-2 pitch, two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Brian Yetter to Brendan Jones of Elizabethton. Here's the payoff pitch. And that one cannot find the corner of the strike zone. That's a two-out walk issued to Brennan Jones. And the guy you don't want to see at all is Avery Owusu-Aseidu with runners on base as he steps in. Had a three RBI double his last time up, and that extended it and make it at the time a 5-3 ball game. And he came around to score off the ground out later in the inning. There's a pitch. What's it say? The first pitch down low for a ball. I wonder if that's going to be an unintentional walk to Owusu-Asaya. They tried to make him chase something and hope that he doesn't get ahead. That one finds corner of the strike zone, 1-1. That struck out once, as Owusu-Asaya do. He has done phenomenal against the Fly Boys this season. The 1-1 pitch with two outs from Yetter. In the dirt, blocked by Daugherty, 2-1. Jack Lighting out right now. He may be an emergency guy tonight. He's supposed to start, I believe, tomorrow. So I wouldn't think he'd come out, but we'll see what happens here. He's walking around the bullpen. May just be doing that, just walking around. The 2-1. That one's it. Broken bat up the middle. Doug lead throw to first is not in time. Bang, bang play. Broken bat infield single for Avery Owusu-Asayadu. As that was a slow roller to Gleed, and Owusu-Asayadu gets the infield single. And that bat shattered into about four different pieces. The end of the bat went flying toward David Bishop. He's got to stare at it and get out of the way. And now the bases are loaded with two away here in the top of the fourth for Orth. Brennan Orth, Drew Walker's last time up. Let's see. Coming crazier here after the five walks given up. Chance to clear this one and put it out of reach for the Fly Boys. There's the pitch up high, and it's 1-0. So chance to get out and chance to get the ground out to end the inning, but Owusu-Asayadu reaches on the broken bat infield single. As 6-3 lead for Elizabethan, looking to add to it here is Brennan Orth, his teammate from SIU Edwardsville. The 0-1 finds the corner 0-2. I like Orth with the going without the batting gloves here. Interesting choice. Really no accessories on him except for the ankle brace, or ankle guard. Other than that, no wristbands, nothing. Just gloves, no gloves, just his hands on the bat. Here's the 0-2 to Orth. Bases loaded, pitch in the dirt, caught by Daugherty, and it's 1-2. Dottie's a solid catcher this season for the Fly Boys. He's been able to block some of those that maybe some of the Collins have not been quite able to handle at times. Dottie's been phenomenal. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one's hit toward left field. In the air. It's going to keep hanging up and will go foul by about 2 feet. And breathing a sigh of relief for all the Fly Boy fans in Pioneer Park because that would have cleared the bases. That one was close to getting out and staying fair. And that would have been at least two runs, probably three, with the speed of Owusu-Asayadu. And everyone's breathing a sigh of relief on the Fly Boys. But Orff stays alive, a 1-2, two outs. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Brian Yetter. That one's fouled off. Orth stays alive. So just 1-2. And if Orth hits that one down, it's at least a 9-3 ball game, or at least 8-3 with two runs in scoring position. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That was right down the middle, strike three, called. Brian Yetter gets out of the jam. So Yetter allows the two hits, walks one, but gets the strikeout to end the frame. and keep it a three-run deficit. We head to the bottom of the fourth, Jackson Holmes, because he still have the power working for him. We'll find out when we return. Fly Boys down 6-3 on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
6-3 lead for the River Riders. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning as Fly Boys look to get back into this one at 3-0 lead after the first. And then 6 runs scored in the top of the third gave the River Riders the lead. So here goes Jordan Hamburg. He popped out to second base his last time up. And it's just his second at-bat of the year, still looking for his first hit of the year. So he had to come in for Saborn Campbell on Sunday. And Baker Cox still warming up in the bullpen, but Holmes still doing work on the mound. First pitch outside for a ball. Call a strike, pardon me. I am going to be honest with you. I don't know where that hit. That strike zone, looking like 1995 with that one. It was well outside. That one's fouled off by Hamburg, and now it's 0-2. Yeah, that one was well outside. I'm not surprised by that one. That one looked well outside and high, but hey, everybody misses some calls sometimes. The 0-2. That one's skied in the air by Hamburg, and it goes foul. And it's 0-2. Hamburg's also a pitcher. Fortunately, got the loss against Princeton earlier this week, but had a good outing last weekend against this Elizabethan team, the 0-2. Shot foul. It's 0-2. Hamburg with set, the 0-2 count coming from Holmes. That one runs inside, and it's high, 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Jordan Hamburg. That one's low, now 2-2. No, they're calling it 3-2 now, so ball was 2-2. I don't know where the third ball came from, but now they're going to say the count's a 3-2 count. It's a walk. And I think Hamburg just had a three-ball walk just now because that first pitch, which was well outside, was called a strike. That's a three-pitch walk. That's a three-ball walk. The first pitch was called a strike well outside. Hamburg fouled off a couple. That's a three-ball walk. There's an interesting video made by John Boyce of SB Nation talking about how that's happened. Joey Votto has drawn about 4 of those in his career. And that's the first one I've seen in person. And three-ball walk allows Hamburg to reach his first pitch strike looking for Niall Smith. So that first pitch was well outside, and our home plate umpire, Andrew Thomas, called it a walk. So Fly Boys catch a break here. That one misses. It's 1-1. Well, that's going to go as the third walk of the game for Holmes. So I'm trying to figure out where that fourth ball came from. Unless I just missed the pitch. Again, our graphic's not working. I'm trying to run some of the scoreboard. That one's chopped over to Rocaforte for the second. In time for one for the first. Double play. Well, it works out for the River Riders there as they make up for it with a double play. Turned by Rocaforte to Basler and then over to first. So doesn't come back to harm. The River Riders. So that's a weird play, man. You never know what you're going to see in summer ball, folks. That's all I like to say. I've been doing this for 4 years, and you see some new things all the time. That one's a low and away to a dub Glee 1-0. Glee's been hit by a pitch twice in a row. We've agreed recently in the Elizabethan booth, looking back, has gone back and looked at the replay, and yeah, that was a three ball walk. As that slider was dropped and now called a strike, so things are getting interesting here, to say the least, in Pioneer Park, so. Andrew Thomas, the scoreboard, I think, fought that first pitch. That one breaks in for a strike. One, two. I think our scoreboard fought that pitch outside. It was a delayed strike call. I think they thought it was a ball, and it got the umpire. So maybe Andrew Thomas doubted himself a little bit. And it's the walk. One, two, down dirt, two and two. Again, worked out for Elizabeth, and they get double play. Now out away from getting out of the inning. So, hey, that's how baseball works sometimes, I guess. You, something doesn't go your way, charge to the game and make up for it. And Austin Rocaforte was able to do so. That one's hit foul. Now play in two and two. Two-two pitch coming to Doug Gleed. That one's hit toward left field, hanging in the air, and racing back, making the catch is left fielder Brendan Jones. So the Fly Boys get a free pitch walk, free ball walk, but can't do anything with it. And Jackson Holmes has another scoreless inning. He's selling in nicely for the River Riders. 6-3 lead for Elizabethan. As we head to the top of the fifth inning here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. And an interesting game, to say the least, at Pioneer Park.
They're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't...
More about adopting a teen? Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Six free lead for Elizabethan here in the top of the fifth inning. And fans, tomorrow and Monday, the Fly Boys are back at home, and you want to check out our beer garden where we have Wicked Weed on tap. Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Fly Boys 2012. Wicked Weed is pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local retailer today. Tomorrow, of course, is Seltzer Saturday. Bud Light Seltzer is just $3 all night long at Pioneer Park. Here's Brody Green facing Brian Yetter for another inning of work, and that one's in that first strike. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming. That one's in the dirt, 1-1. So, yeah, Jordan Hamburg, we went back, reviewed the footage, did draw a walk with three balls. No one complained on either side. Fly Boys aren't going to complain about three runs for sure, but Jackson Holmes didn't say anything. Nobody for Elizabethan said anything. And three-ball walk, and not sure how that happens, but it does sometimes. That's 1-2. Trying to find that video by John Boyce of SB Nation. He did a great in-depth dive on how that has happened a lot in Major League Baseball. And I think Joey Votto's done it about, he's done it at least once and possibly twice, because Joey Votto just literally sprinted over to first. That one misses high, 2-2. Votto I literally just sprinted over whenever he got that one called. That one's in the dirt now. 3-2. 3-2 count. Brody Green, bases loaded, and Thomas has that count, 3-2. So no three-ball walk, sadly, for Brody Green here. So he gets reset here. They all fetch from Yetter. That one's high in the air, going to hang up for Brock Daniels. He's going to grab it in shallow right field, and that's one away here in the top of the fifth inning. Now he's up Connor Price, the catcher. Yes. Him and Green are the only two not to reach base today for the River Riders, pardon me. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a ball 1-0. Double by Price. With one out here in the top of the fifth. That one's hit high into the air by Rocaforte towards center. Smith makes the catch. Tagging up is going to be Price, and he's going to walk right back. So he gets the one-out double. That's the third hit allowed. And Peyton Bazer will step in. Bazer steps in. Basler comes in. He has drawn a walk and got a single today. We're stuck at third base. The base load to end the inning. And then for a strike, 0-2. 0-1, pardon me. Now I'm the one getting the count mixed up. See, everybody's a little off right now. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Yetter to Basler. That one's hit down to center field. Rounding third is Price. Smith's going to come up throwing. Cut off by Daniels. That's an RBI single by Basler. 7-3 lead. So Basler has been perfect today and has an RBI single now to extend the lead to 7-3. That brings up Isaac Williams, another guy you don't want to see with runners on base in this series. He's been phenomenal in the series against the Flyboys. That one's in there for a strike. 0-1. Williams a double. Or about a double and a pop out the center, fly out the center. His team leads it 7-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. Two outs, 0-1. That one's chopped over toward Bishop. Bishop picks it up, throw the first, is in time, ends the inning, but not before. An RBI single from Peyton Basler makes a 7-3 ball game. Head to the bottom of the fifth. Flyboys looking to get their offense back.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that,
you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Seven 3 lead now for the River Riders, and Jackson Hall is back out for another inning of work as he has settled down three straight scoreless innings. This fly ball is leads and gets some offense going. Brock Daniels steps in. Daniels will come up. Daniels has flown out to right and then drew a walk. Day, swing and a miss fry. Daniels, as Holmes is looking great again. Has that one extra walk on there on a three. That's swung off and missed by Daniels. It's 0-2. 7-3 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth. Daniels up to bat. And that's a free pitch strikeout by Jackson Holmes as Holmes strikes out his friend from St. Louis to start off the bottom of the fifth as David Bishop steps in. Bishop was hit by a pitch back in the second but was stuck on first base with the bases loaded. Daugherty flew out the center field. And that's one of the biggest stops there. The bases were loaded with two outs for the Fly Boys. A chance to extend that 3-0 lead. Clinton, now it's 7-3 as that was in the dirt 1-0. Baker Cox, I believe, is warming up for Elizabethton. See if Holmes goes just one more inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball high, now 2-0. Bishop will step back in. What's been a wild game, high scoring game for Elizabethton, and a crazy game at times for sure. And this one, 7-3 lead. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's now 2-1 on the Bishop as Bishop gets back. Or excuse me, Holmes gets a strike on Bishop. Reigns looks like he's going to hold off on this, which is great. We get through the bottom of the fifth. That's 5 innings. This is an official game. 2-1 high. 3-1. It is, of course, we have to get through this bottom of the fifth inning. But looks like all the rain is going to come probably late tonight, about 11 o'clock. So driving home won't be fun. 3-1, breaking ball in there for a strike. 3-2, Bishop not a fan of that. And the count runs full. From Michael Thomas. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Payoff pitch to Bishop. That swung on and missed. Holmes, back-to-back strikeouts, his fourth of the ball game. And Holmes has now gotten into his groove once again and has shut down this Fly Boys offense again. Here comes Ian Doherty, who hit a three-run bomb earlier in the night but flew out to center field with the bases loaded and two outs his last time up. See what he can do here, try to cut into this lead. That one's hit a soft grounder of the second. Rocaforte throws the first, inning over. So once again, Jackson Holmes has been phenomenal after a tough first start. Four straight scoreless innings for Jackson Holmes in this one. If his day is done, he's pitched the gem. Fly Boys trail at 7-3. We're at the top of the sixth inning here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Seven-3 lead for Elizabeth and Brian Yetter out for another inning of work. And fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. So McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. Team of experienced agents will guide you for every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail. There is no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call the McCray Real Estate Group at 423-794-9866. Visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. Also find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. 7-3 lead for the River Riders. And Morgan Colopi up the bat for the fourth time tonight. It's Brian Yetter out for a fourth inning of work out of the bullpen. He's been solid. Has given up the four hits and the one run, but it's walked one and struck out one. That one's high for a ball, 1-0. Yetters hoping to keep this in striking distance, but the one run has put some difficulty on the fly boys. That one's in dirt 2-0. I think Moronis would be up next. Or pardon me, Kay Nelson probably up next. The fly boys. 2-0 sky high. Gets out behind us, 2-1. Solid crowd here on Friday Night Lights night. Got some jerseys out and about. Left my Josh Allen jersey at home. Bills quarterback. It's 2-1. That one's at skyward into the air. Hanging up. Bishop's going to get underneath it in foul territory. Now he's going to keep going. Keep going. Bishop finds it the last minute and makes the catch as Colby hit that one a mile in the air. Fly out. There's one away in the top of the sixth inning. That brings up Brendan Jones. He will step in. Pitch to Jones. The breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch coming. Yetter to Jones. That one's hit. Softly the Bishop. Picks it up. Throw to the first is just in time. And that's two away. So David Bishop's made the last three outs now for the Fly Boys. And he's doing well over there at third base tonight. And here comes Avery Owusu-Aseyedu, who has been phenomenal, to say the least. He is 2-for-3. 3 RBI and a run scored. Has a double. 3 RBI double and a score a run back in the third. And has a single back in the fourth inning. Here goes the pitch. Owusu-Aseyedu in the dirt, 1-0. Owusu-Aseyedu, born in England. Then at one point was living in Canada. And it's Canada Day. So, hey, he's making one of his many stops on his long career proud today. 1-0. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Born in England, came to Canada, now lives in Wisconsin, going to SIU Edwardsville, playing for the Cougars, the Ohio Valley Conference, the 1-1. That one's in the dirt, 2-1. The 1 pitch coming to Owusu-Aseyedu. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss, and now deuces wild to Wusu Aseidu, and a chance for Yetter to get a strikeout, his second of the ball game. Get out of another inning. Here's 2-2 pitch. That one right down Broadway, strike three called, and Yetter gets a strikeout to end the inning, a 1-2-3 inning for the Flyboys. So, River Rush still holds a 7-3 lead, but can't add to it. Head to the bottom of the six. This is where the Flyboys came back last night, and it'll be a new pitcher for the River Riders as Jackson Holmes' day is done. I'll tell you about the new pitcher for Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Close door on Jackson Holmes. He has another phenomenal outing for the River Riders, going five innings, gives up the three hits, the three runs off the three-run shot by Daugherty. Only two of those runs were earned. Walks three, strikes out four, hits three batters. Most importantly, had four straight scoreless innings to close out his time, as now Baker Cox comes in. Cox, the lefty out of Columbia, South Carolina, playing at Spartanburg Methodist College, JUCO, in the upstate of South Carolina. Cox this year is an 0-1 record, a 4.50 ERA. 10 innings pitched, 10 hits, 7 runs, 5 earned. Hit 2 batters, walked 5, and struck out 14. Did make appearance against Greenville back on June 8th. We'll tell you about that one as Jamar Dalton steps in. He has been solid today, 1-for-2 with a single. Chops first pitch, sees up to Rocca Forte, and that goes right by him. So that's a Jamar Dalton chance for Rocca Forte, but just goes underneath his glove, and a leadoff single for Jamar Dalton. So, hey, this is the inning last night where the Flyboys got something going. Bo Ankeny steps in with Dalton at first, leadoff single. Talking about Baker Cox. Cox, on June 8th against Greenville, went two innings, allowed just one hit, hit a batter, and struck out five. So he was efficient in that one. Breaks down low, 1-0. Leadoff single for Jamar Dalton. He's got a pair of singles tonight. Has not been able to come around and score. Again, bottom of the sixth inning last night was where Flyboys got the lead, but they had scored five unanswered. They've given up seven unanswered tonight. 1-0. That one's hit sky high into the air, up toward the left field. Handling underneath it is Brayden Jones, and there's one away. Here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes Aiden Canaday. He'll stand in. Canaday comes up. Lefty on lefty here. First pitch outside to Canaday. 1-0. Canaday today is 0-for-1. After fielder's choice in the inning there, struck out once. Swing, and I mean, there's a little sword swing at that one. That's now 0-2. Oh, and one and one. See, there I go. There I go talking about Michael Thomas forgetting the count. I'm the one forgetting the count now. Over here doing social media, a scorebook, and a scoreboard, and announcing. Got a lot going on here, so I apologize there. No excuses to work harder. 1-1, breaking ball is high, and it's 2-1 is Dalton. Right up the first. Maybe a check on Dalton, I think. Make sure he didn't steal second base. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That one's in there for a strike, 2-2. Bigger Cox looking for ground ball to end the inning, or looking for his first strikeout to get out number two. On the 1st of July, we've always been a month of the season here in the Appy League. Here's 2-2 pitch. Baker Cox. Slider misses low, and now the count runs full. Well, pattern has held up so far where the Fly Boys win game one of each of these series, and the Elizabethan wins game two. That's how it's happened all year long. And now if Elizabethan can hold on for the next couple of innings, they'll take a win here. Fouled off as Dalton was running off, and you dropped it at the last second. That was a catching the dugout by Elizabethan River Rider player, and just dropped at the last minute, couldn't quite complete the catch. It's one of those in the NFL, they go and review and probably say, yeah, you weren't making a football move, whatever that means. Someone's dropping to the dugout. Here's payoff pitch number two to Canada. They won out Dalton over at first pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And there's two away, so Baker Cox gets the leadoff single, or last leadoff single, but gets the strikeout. Oh, Canada, his second of the day, as Jordan Hamburg comes up, had the weirdest at-bat of the night, in which he drew a three-ball walk. All right, the first check on Dalton. The first pitch from Michael Thomas was called outside, and I don't know if he thought he called it a ball or what happened, but it was a three-ball walk. As Hamburg sees the first pitch he sees, hits it towards center field, skyward into the air, and the last minute had to make an adjustment that the center fielder Calopi makes the catch. So a leadoff single from Dalton, but the Fly Boys can't score. We've played two-thirds of this ball game. We head to the seventh inning. Fly Boys down 7-3 here at Pioneer Park on the Fly Boys Broadcast Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Oh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Well, Brian Yetter's out for another inning of work. This would be his fifth inning of work for Yetter, as he had come in relief of Scheifer, who lasted just two innings. Yetter's been solid. He has given up four hits, one run, walked only one and struck out two. After starting off the game with a balk, it could only go up from there for Yetter, and it has, for sure, as the Marist Red Fox comes in the face of Brennan Orff to start the top of the seventh inning, and the first pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Orff today has gone 0-2 and has drawn a walk today. That one's fouled off, and that one's going to hit Daugherty, and Daugherty's down. Daugherty tumbles don't know if it hit him or if he tried to get out of the way at the last minute. It did hit him. Now he's up and walking, which is great to see. Hopefully he's not banged up. Maria Mueller, trainer for the Flyboys, and Jermaine Curtis, manager. Daugherty Mueller laughing it off. I think Daugherty telling her that he's fine, but good to see him up and good to go. And Michael Thomas talking to Brian Yetter real quick, and actually going to dust off the pitcher's mound a little bit. And Yetter did have the balk earlier tonight. Don't know if that has anything to do with why Michael Thomas is scraping off the pitcher's mound. It did get covered up a little bit, so maybe that's to help him see it better. Now he's going to dust off the home plate. It's been dry and humid here in Greenville. Not a lot of rain, so this dirt has been out here in dry, sunny weather. It was a hot one today. Everyone will step in. Went to the wharf. 1-1, pardon me. Now it's 1-2. That one just gets in there from Yetter. So Yetter looking to get another strikeout today. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Yetter. It's high, 2-2. Morones and Nelson are scheduled to come out of the bullpen possibly if needed today, but the way Yetter's been throwing, might be his game. 2-2 pitch. In there, strike three called. That's another strikeout for Yetter, his third of the night. Back-to-back strikeouts going back to the sixth inning, and there's one away for Brody Green. Brody Green is the only player not priced at that double. His last time up, because that one's fouled off over one. As Green has struck out, grounded out the short, and popped out the second, so he's the only player not to reach base safely for the River Riders today as he swings that one around like a sword, and it's 0-2. Orff does not have a hit, but drew a walk, so he has reached today. Yeah, pricey. So Green, the only player not to reach, but has an RBI grounded out to his credit. The 0-2 to Green. That one's in there. Strike three called. That's three straight strikeouts for Brian Yetter. As Yetter, hey, question why he's staying out there, but he's been out there and been efficient. As Connor Price steps in. Connor Price 1-for-3 today. A run, score, and a strikeout. Price got the double back in the fifth and then came around to score off the RBI single of Basler. Swings at that one. And it's 0-1. So Yetter going right at these batters for the River Riders. Two outs, 0-1 pitch coming in top of the seventh for Brian Yetter. Here's the pitch. That one finds the corner of the strike zone, 0-2. And Brian Yetter has a chance to strike out the side in the seventh inning. 0-2 pitch coming from Brian Yetter to Connor Price. Here's the 0-2 from Brian Yetter. Pitch. And off the end of the bat, high into the air, and will be caught. And that's another 1-2-3 inning. Brian Yetter's fired up after getting out of that one. So we head to the seventh inning stretch time here at Pioneer Park. It's Flyboys trail at 7-3 and leading to get some offense here. Flyboys broadcasting network.
Expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog.
If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Rocky Top blaring as a new pitcher for the River Riders is number 16, Jess Miller. So Baker Cox comes in for one inning and does well, giving up one hit, gets out of the inning. A fly out, a strikeout, and another fly out. That ends the day for the Spartanburg Methodist Pioneer. So here comes Jess Miller, the righty out of Center College up in Kentucky. I want to say Connecticut. And the Louisville, Kentucky native, Jess Miller. We'll give you Miller's stat line on the year. Miller comes in at a 1-2 record, 13.50 ERA, 12 innings pitched. He has given up 28 hits, 18 runs, all of them earned. Hit two batters, walked seven, struck out 11. Runs are batting 4.67. On the day, last time Miller came out, it was earned a loss, though, in an inning in a third against the State Lions. Gave up seven hits, five runs, walked one, and struck out one. It was a rough go. And the Fly Boys would love to get some offense here. Down by four runs, the bottom seven. This is the guy to do it. Miles Smith, who hit the two-run homer that gave the Fly Boys the win last night. Yes. Fly Boys are down by four runs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Smith ground out to a double play his last time up. First pitch is a ball from Miller, 1-0. Here's the 1-0. That one's almost hits Miles Smith, and he gets out of the way of it. It's 2-0. Smith reached on error, came around to score off the home run by Daugherty in the first. Had a single in the second, got the third base, but could not score. As Fly Boys had the bases loaded with two outs. Couldn't score. 2-0, and therefore a strike, 2-1. Center College up in Kentucky. The Colonels, D3 school. It's 2-1 pitch. Misses low now, 3-1, and Miller in danger of issuing a leadoff walk to Miles Smith. With Dub Gleed. That's a strike finds the edge. And the count runs full. That's a good pitch, good placement, finds the edge. And here's the payoff pitch. That one's chopped foul. Smith stays alive. That one goes off the plate. Four-run lead, and Miller, of course, has struggled against Bristol in his last ball game, and looks to avoid that here. That one's sky-high into the air in center field, running all the way in as a center fielder. Morgan Calopi, and that's a appearance out of the bullpen. One away in the bottom of the seventh for Dub Gleed, as Gleed. It's 0-1 today. A run scored. Struck out. Back in the fourth. The slider outside 1-0 for Miller. Glee has been hit by a pair of pitches, unfortunately, today. That's came back to back. That one just misses outside. 2-0. Sun is set here at Pioneer Park. Is we're in darkness, 9:10 p.m. That one's chopped foul. 2-1. Oh, West Stone can't make the play. West Stone, you got to make those plays over there, little ground balls. And can't make that one. Here's the pitch to Gleed. Breaking ball finds the top of the strike zone. That's a great pitch by Miller. It's now 2-2. some fun on Harrison Rogers. Went out to get that pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's a great job by Miller to come back on that one. Get his first strikeout of the ball game. There goes Brock Daniels. Fly boys have had five straight retired. Now here, haven't scored a run since the first inning. That one's fouled off by Daniels on one. Daniels struck out his last time up to Holmes. One, now it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Daniels. That one, oh, just misses low. I thought that one got the bottom of the strike zone, but it's 2-1. There's a 2-1 pitch from Miller Daniels. Swing and a miss. Now deuces wild for Brock Daniels with two outs. And a chance for Miller to get out of another 1-2-3 inning for the River Riders. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase that one. Breaking ball. Great pitch by Jess Miller. And that's another 1-2-3 inning. And keeps the Flyboys off the board. We head to the eighth inning. Elizabethton looks to extend their lead. Flyboys look to play some defense here. We return here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kids,
it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
New pitcher for the Flying Boys is Tyler Blankenship. So Brian Yetter, a solid outing out of the bullpen. Goes five innings, got four hits, one run. Walks one and strikes out four as Tyler Blankenship out of Yuba College will make an appearance out of the bullpen here, looking to keep it a four-run ball game. Blankenship got the loss on June 26th, that seven-inning game against Elizabethton, in which he went one inning at three hits, two runs, walked two, and struck out one. This season, Blankenship, one save on the year, has gone 15 and a third of an inning. Has gone 18 hits, 15 runs, 12 of them earned. Walks 11 and 15 strikeouts. The Yuba College Cowboy out of Roseville, California. And the Flyboys have retired 7 in a row. And that's why this game is still a 4-run ball game as Austin Rocaforte comes in. Strong a walk and flown out to center. Last two times, though. So Blankenship will face Rocaforte to start off the top of the eighth inning. Seven straight batters retired by the Flyboys. We can continue that streak as Blankenship. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Well, again, we apologize. Our scoreboard graph is not working on the broadcast, but had ready to go, and, of course, technical issues come up, so... That's how it is a lot with these technical problems. That ball misses outside 1-1. Well, thank you for tuning in to our broadcast all season long. We try our best to give you a solid broadcast here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network at home or on the road. 1-1. That one's chopped over to Bishop, gets over his head, and that's going to be a leadoff single. So the streak of seven straight batters retired is ended as Rocaforte gets a leadoff single on Blankenship to start his outing in the top of the eighth inning. Here goes Peyton Basler, who had a RBI single back in the fifth inning. That's why it's a 7-3 ball game. He's got Rocaforte at first. And nobody out. See what Blankenship can do here. Just a pitch. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Spotwood's offense, they've been rocking for most part this week. They've gone cold. Scoreless innings. It's the 0-1 pitch. The Basler Rocaforte is going to take off. Throw from Daugherty. He is on the line, but does not get there in time. Rocaforte is going to steal second. As that ball hit Doug Leeds' glove, right as Rocaforte hit second base, could not get the tag on, and that's a stolen base for Rocaforte, and he's in scoring position. So now Basler of a 1-1 count can try to bring on some insurance runs. 1-1, that one's hit. Over toward Gleed. Gleed hits off his glove. Gleed will pick it up. Throw the first is in time. What a play by Dub Gleed. Great recovery. Bo Ankeny had to reach out to grab that one. And a heck of a play to get the speedy Basler as Dub Gleed had to recover for that one. And gets the out. That's a crucial out here. Well, I'm going to look at the replay on the stream and see just how close it was. And that one, well, we're still behind there. Have to look and see again. That was a close play. Bang, bang play. Called it out. Good recovery by Glee just to get the throw over there. And good reach by the tall Bo Ankeny at first. So here comes Isaac Williams up. First pitch in there for a ball blocked by Doherty. Let it know. Williams today has that RBI double. Flew out and ground out today. Now looking at that play. Ooh, that is super close. We need to go frame by frame on that one for sure. That's still a heck of a play by Dove Glee to pick up that ball. 1-0. Chopped over toward Bishop. Bishop grabs it. Throw back, and now Rocaforte's in the jam. Rocaforte's going to try to get a third. He's going to slide, and he is out. Out on the fielder's choice is Rocaforte. Advancing to second is Williams. Fielder's choice gets Rocaforte out. Smart play by Bishop. Saw Rocaforte had a big lead at second. Went running over to him. And the out goes 5-6. And now there's two outs. Williams does move into scoring position. On the fielder's choice. And top of the order for Morton Colopi. So if nothing else, it's productive as Williams gets scoring position, but you lose the runner at third and the speedy Austin Rocaforte. That's, again, another great defensive play for the Flyboys. Colopi's up for three of a walk today. Swings like a sword and goes around. It's 0-1. It looks like going to cover was Blankenship. So Blankenship made the tag on that play. He covered third. What a play by Blankenship. Here's the 0-1. Blankenship's going to step off. Bring Williams back. 0-1 with two outs. The leadoff single by Rocaforte. He's out. There's been some close defensive plays here that have gone the Flyboys' way in this inning. The 0-1. Break the ball down low, and it's now 1-1. Yeah, assume Blankenship will be out to close this one unless they need to go to Andrew Morones, who is one in the bullpen. Colopi stands back in with a 1-1 count and two outs. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-2. That's a great pitch from Blankenship. He looks to get out of the inning with Williams at second, reaching on the fielder's choice. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Blankenship. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Daugherty. Now deuces wild. Two outs to Colopi. We'll have to, of course, keep this a four-run deficit with the Fly Boys here. The eighth in the ninth inning to crawl back into this one. Blankenship gets the sign. Daugherty, and now time's going to get called by Daugherty. Blankenship was actually staring at the dugout for a bit. I don't know. He's trying to get a call from Andy Collins or what, but now gets the call from Daugherty. Shakes off the first pitch, and now gets set. 2-2 pitch to Morgan Colopi. That one finds the corner of the strike zone. Strike three. Call Blankenship. Gets strike three and ends the inning. So a leadoff single by the River Riders. But they can't score off of it. The Fly Boys hold this to a four-run deficit. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Fly Boys trail 7-3 here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
7-3 lead for Elizabethton here. So we head to the bottom of the eighth. Let's check around the Appy League. Princeton and Bluefield are, I believe, still in a rain delay. I don't know if they called that one yet or not, but it still says bottom of the first, still in a lengthy rain delay up in Princeton, West Virginia. Kingsport leads John City 6-1 going to the bottom of the eighth. So getting desperate for the Doughboys there. Burlington only got a slim 3-2 lead in the bottom of the seventh on Pulaski. And Bristol and Danville, game of the night right now, 6-5 lead for the State Liners over the Otterbots in the top of the seventh inning. Bristol looking for their fourth straight win after losing six in a row. So Kingsport also looking to become the second team to reach 20 wins. Burlington did that last night with a no-hitter against Pulaski. Pitch from Miller, breaking ball in the dirt of the Bishop. Win for the Fly Boys would put them over 500 first time this season, but they need to score four runs with six outs to do so. That was in there for a strike from Miller. 1-1. Win for Elizabethton would end a three-game losing streak. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt bounces away. It's 2-1. And move Elizabethton to 12-15. They've had a rough start. They're starting 8-2. Just 3-13 the last 16 ball games. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Outside now, 3-1 the Bishop is Miller. In danger of issuing his first walk of the game to Bishop. Bishop was hit by a pitch back in the second, but it's a pair of strikeouts. It's the last two batters who struck out for the Fly Boys, Gleed and Daniels. Then it paused to Bishop looking over to the dugout for some reason. I'm not sure why. And now Jermaine Curtis coming out. Talk to the umpire, Michael Thomas. Not sure why. There's such a long pause in this one. I'm not sure what it's for. Jermaine Curtis is going to walk back with, and it's a 3-1 count on David Bishop. Not sure what that pause was for exactly. Bishop will chop that one foul and the count runs full. Not sure if Bishop didn't agree with a call and Ray Curtis was out to kind of argue it or what exactly happened. Payoff pitch coming from Miller. That one finds the edge of the strike zone, strike three, and David Bishop has the silver sombrero. Jess Miller has struck out three in a row now. And Ian Daugherty comes up the bat. Daugherty had the home run back in the first inning, but since then flew out the center and a ground ball, as the first inning have recorded just one hit. For me, two hits. Had a single by Miles Smith in the second, and then a single by Shamar Dalton in the sixth. So only two hits since that first inning. That one's hit. Grounder up to third. The throw to first is in plenty of time. Scooped up off the ground, and that's a ground out. As the offense for the Fly Boys has gone completely cold. And if it wasn't for Jordan Hamburg, after the second inning, he had a hit by pitch, walk, hit by pitch as well. After the second inning, you have Jordan Hamburg reaching on a free pitch, on a free ball walk. So, wasn't for that, there would be just two base runners have reached since the third inning for the Fly Boys. Only one, actually, Shamar Dalton. Dalton has the last hit with the Fly Boys back in the sixth inning. The 0-1 fouls that one off, and it's 0-2. So the five-boy offense, which had been on fire as of late, once again, Jackson Holmes shuts them down for four straight innings, and then Cox and Miller have done so as well. That one's fouled off, and Dalton stays alive. 0-2. So this is Elizabethan pitching staff, which has struggled at times this year, especially recently, has found their groove once again as Dalton steps in, and here's the 0-2 pitch to Dalton. That one's hit softly to the short. Basler gobbles it, throw to the first, and not in time. Infield single. That one should probably rule a hit. Basler, yes, did bobble it, but that's a close play. Infield single for Shamar Dalton, his third hit of the day. The Daltons had the offense, as he has the only two hits since the third inning for the Fly Boys. An infield single by Dalton, and the inning stays alive. That was a tough, took a weird hop, was a bang-bang play, and that's going to be the fifth hit of the ball game for the Fly Boys, and just their second since the second inning. Here's Bo Ankeny, breaking ball way outside, it's 1-0. It's a great catch by Price to grab that one. As that one goes by, Dalton's running up 90 feet. So Shamar Dalton, 3-for-4 today with three singles. He has been basically the entire offense. Other than that, you have a single from Smith and a home run from Daugherty. That's the only hits today for the Fly Boys. 1-0 gets the bottom corner of the strike zone, 1-1. Bo Ankeny does not agree with that call whatsoever. It's now 1-1 with two outs. Ankeny steps in. Dalton with the two-out single. Here's 1-1. Balance it high to the air, but it's going to hang up just a little too high. Running over to make the catch is Jones, and that ends the inning. So Shamar Dalton gets his third single of the night. The River Riders keep the Fly Boys off the board. We head to the ninth inning. Fly Boys looking to extend their lead. Riverhawks still going to extend their lead. Fly Boys looking to have a chance to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. We'll find out what they can do here. We return the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking. Now switch to see if you're eligible. Visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, back to the ninth inning. Fly Boys down by 4 runs. And Elizabethan would love to add some insurance here to push even further out of reach. As the Fly Boys will be down to their final three outs. In the next inning against Shamar Dalton has done well. Today he has three hits, but other than Miles Smith single in the second and the home run by Daugherty, the offense has gone completely cold for the Fly Boys in this one. Here comes Brendan Jones to lead off the ninth inning. Fouls first pitch he sees off up the concourse, up the netting, and out of play. 0-1. Jones has drawn a pair of walks, but has not recorded a hit tonight. Every Fly Boy, every River except for Green has reached base tonight. 0-1, hit off the end of the bat, hangs in the air toward left field. That will be caught by Canaday, and there's one away. And here comes Avery Owusu-Asayedu, who struck out his last time up, struck out his first time up, but sandwiched in between there is a three RBI double that blew this game wide open, part of a six-run third inning, and then had a single back in the fourth. So Owusu-Asayedu is definitely a threat. He had three balls hit last night that all went toward the wall. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Blankenship did give up an RBI double to Owusu-Asayedu on Sunday, so can't leave one hanging to the big bat out of SIU Edwardsville. 0-1. That one misses high, 1-1. So Asayedu would love to get home run number 5 of the season for him. He has been phenomenal for the River Riders. That one's chopped over toward Dougley at short, picks it up, throws over the lead once again, and they're two away. So the Fly Boys defense doing their job. After that third inning, only one run's been scored. But it's just been the offense for the Rip Fly Boys have not been able to get going. Except here, unless your name's Shamar Dalton. Here goes Brennan Orff. He struck out his last time up. He steps in. Chops that one over the short. Dub Gleed picks it up for the first in time. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. So, Fly Boy defense does their job. But now, you gotta score 4 runs to push this one to the extra inning frame. Score 5 to win it in the ninth. Fly Boys have the offense to do so, but can they find it? This has been a tough one to get anything going for this Fly Boys offense. We'll find out together when we return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Liz Bevin goes to the bullpen, making his Appy League debut. Cody Boker out of Bodenham, Maine, the main pitcher of the year. He's committed to Georgetown University up in Washington, D.C., out of the Big East. This is his first ever appearance for the River Riders and first ever appearance in the Appy League. A right-hander, 6'1", 190, coming in to pitch for the River Riders. Closed door on Jess Miller, gives up just one hit, but strikes out 3 in 2 innings, and most importantly, has not given up a run. So Cody Boker steps in for the first time this season. He'll at the bottom of the order coming up for the Fly Boys, and Canaday, Hamburg, and now the top with Miles Smith. And if you can get a couple of guys on for Miles Smith, you have a chance here to cut into this lead if you're the Fly Boys. The problem is, Other than Shamar Dalton, no one else has gotten a hit since the second inning, but it was Miles Smith. First pitch from Boker is way outside. Again, a lot of pressure on this young man. Trying to preserve a four-run lead. Does have that cushion, but it's the first start against college players. I remember he just graduated Fortin Academy in Maine. The 1-0. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. And there you go. That's a good fastball from Boker. He arrived today along with Miguel Albo of Lee University, a pair of two new players for the River Riders pitching staff. The 1-1. That one's fouled off by Canada, and it's 1-2. Bright future ahead for Cody Boker for sure. Looking to build up that Georgetown Hoya program in Washington, D.C. He walked just six batters last season, playing for Fortin Academy, so he is going to go right at these batters. 1-2, outside, 2-2. Canada, then Hamburg. And then, top of the order, Miles Smith. Get at least two, if you get those two guys on, Smith can, has a chance, good chance to bring him in. Best thing alive, this Canada. It's 2-2. Well, tomorrow the Fly Boys will start a series with the Johnson City Doughboys, a three-game set. One game on Saturday here at Pioneer Park. One game on Sunday at TVA Credit Union Ballpark in Johnson City. And then a game on 4th of July, Independence Day, Monday. Right here at Pioneer Park. Get your tickets for both of those games at Pioneer Park right now. 2-2 pitch. That one just misses low, and the count runs full. So Boker in danger of walking a batter in his first Appy League appearance. That's a close pitch, a good pitch from Boker. Canada smart to lay off of it, though. Here's the payoff pitch from Boker to Canada. Fires. And that one finds the edge of the strike zone. That's strike three. There's Boker's first strikeout of the season in the Appy League. And there's one away here in the bottom of the ninth for Jordan Hamburg. That is the eighth strikeout thrown today by Elizabethan pitching staff. Eight have been thrown by the Fly Boys as well. That's part of the reason why none of these teams have been able to score after the fifth inning. A strike to Hamburg. And remember, Hamburg drew a three-ball walk back in the third inning, but flew out to center his last time up. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Hamburg. That one's low, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming to Jordan Hamburg. One out in the bottom of the ninth, down 7-3. That one's in the dirt, 2-1. It's been a tough stretch as they have to record a hit yet. That one is high and out, 3-1. So 3-1 count. Hamburg going to draw a second walk of the night. Again, he drew a walk on three balls earlier in the contest, back in the fourth inning. This time, though, there are three balls, and it's staying fine. Outside, there's a four-ball walk to Hamburg. And his second of the night, put an asterisk next to that, however, and now the top of the order for the Fly Boys and Miles Smith coming up. Already some action in the Elizabethan bullpen to see if Boker can't get out of this one. Smith steps in. Smith will step in after the visit by to the mound by Price to his pitcher, Boker. That one's high, and it's ball one to Smith. Here's 1-0 to Miles Smith. That one's hit high to center field, in the air, going to hang up, and will be caught. And now one out of the way are the River Riders here in the top of the ninth inning. Bottom of the ninth inning. Here comes Dub Gleed. Dub Gleed steps in. So the ball went up. Now it's popped up high in the air, going to hang up at first base, and will be caught, and that ends the ball game. So that one ends it, so Hamburg draws the one-out walk, and that ends the contest. Again, Elizabethton's able to split with the Fly Boys as these two are tied at 3 games apiece on the season, and the Fly Boys drop below 500 once again, just can't quite get a winning streak. As the Fly Boys, their last 3 series, they've won the first and lost the second. Can't quite get on a streak after 6 runs in top of the third inning. Doom the Fly Boys and the offense goes cold to end the ball game. As they fall 7-3 to the Elizabethton River Riders here at Pioneer Park. Well, tough one for the Fly Boys to swallow there after blowing a 3-0 lead. And they will be back home tomorrow. Start a 3-game set against Johnson City. Saturday's game, Seltzer Saturday. Tomorrow, $3 Bud Light Seltzers. First pitch set for 7 o'clock. Also, Signature Saturday, as Flyboy players will be available on the concourse to sign some autographs for you prior to the ball game. So bring, you know, bring some baseballs, bring a t-shirt, jersey. Bring any apparel you want to get autographed, and the Fly Boys players, some of those players will sign it for you, get some memorabilia. And, of course, Monday, 4th of July fireworks, 4th of July, 7 o'clock p.m. against Johnson City, Pioneer Park here in Greenville. First pitch for that one scheduled for 7 o'clock. And tomorrow, Seltzer Saturday, 7 o'clock first pitch against Johnson City. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Get your tickets for tomorrow and for Monday at flyboysbaseball.com. But if for some reason you can't make it out here to Pioneer Park, the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network has got you set. Getting at 6:45 with the pregame show and 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow against Johnson City. Final score! Elizabethton wins it 7-3 over Greenville and earns the series split. Have a great night, everybody. Stay safe wherever you are. And as always, go Fly Boys.